tread off the carpet and bring on the Mountaineers.
Pick on a spree.
Yes! To Kevin Jones. The slam. Go, Kevin Jones.
Left leg for Gamby. Three in the air.
Swish!
Greg Jones, their outstanding guard, has to be the key.
They'll blame me.
Daryl Brooks. Devin Evans.
What the Daniel?
Kirby Brooks on the two-pointer.
Dallas Nichols wins the game.
Alexander. It's a dunk right in his face.
Send it in, Jay. Takes the ball to the left side, spins, shoots, layup, shot, good.
He's got that Carter throw ball.
Javon Carter is in Trey Young's head.
Butler into the lane, into traffic. It goes again. West Virginia has won its first Big East championship.
They're going wild here at the Coliseum.
So long, Big Blue. Hello, Golden Blue. The West Virginia Mountaineers are going to the Final Four. It is a great night to be a Mountaineer, wherever you may be.
What's going on, Mountaineer Nation? Welcome into a CRW Hoops live stream here on the Country Roads webcast channel. Kind of had some basketball news compiling up, and I was going to wait, you know, included in, you know, spring stream two coming up later this week, talking some WVU spring football. But I figured, hey, why not wait, especially when the news came out today, West Virginia announcing the hiring of their, you know, first assistant coach as they begin to, you know, build this basketball coaching staff under Darren DeVries. So that's going to be the thing that we'll kick it off with here is the news of the new basketball assistant, which will be Nick Norton coming over from Drake. Talk about that here in a minute. I'll share the official press release from WVU. And then, of course, we've got transfer portal news that's happened since the last live stream or last time we've had a chance to, you know, put out a video here on the CRW. And that is, of course, Kirk Creasa leaving. And then West Virginia is targeting, you know, we talked about a bunch of the ones they targeted in the last live stream, their spring stream one, the first stream covering, you know, WVU football. We're going to have one every week. There'll be another one coming up either tomorrow or Friday. Stay tuned to our social media to find out exactly which day. But since then, West Virginia has targeted even more transfers, and some of those have set visit dates. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. So plenty of WVU basketball topics to cover here, so we're going to dive in on some of those and decided to do it as a live stream just because, well, for one, I was being lazy, didn't feel like editing it, and for two, I figured, hey, if anyone's in here and wants to, you know, drop their thoughts on the hire here, the first assistant coach, that'd be cool. We can chat a little bit maybe or anything else you guys want to talk about. So as always, encourage you. Any questions, comments, concerns you got there, throw them in the chat. I'll hit on those as well along the way. But let's get into West Virginia hiring a new basketball assistant coach here, Nick Norton. I believe he's also going to be Director of Player Development, if I'm not mistaken, is the title. Let's pull it up here and see exactly the title here coming from Brian Messerly. Just a couple hours ago, I believe, the official press release came out from the university here. Nick Norton named men's assistant basketball coach, and there you see the graphic that they shared both in the press release and, of course, on their social media posts as well. Assistant coach, and yes, it is director of player development, just announced at 11:48 today. So, like I said, just a little bit over a couple hours ago. WVU men's basketball coach Darren DeVries has named Nick Norton as assistant coach slash director of player development for the Mountaineers. A native of Bloomington, Illinois, Norton spent the last two seasons on DeVries' staff at Drake, helping the Bulldogs to an 80-26 record with two NCAA tournament appearances and two MVC titles. And then here's the quote from Coach DeVries. Nick is a hard worker who brings great enthusiasm and tremendous energy to our basketball program. He always has a great rapport with our players and has a strong basketball IQ. Nick fits our basketball staff and our program extremely well. Norton joined the Drake staff during the 2021-2022 season as assistant director of operations, was promoted in 2022, and last season promoted again, so been on a good track there. I believe he also played there. I'm sure it's going to go on and tell us. Played at UAB, named Conference USA Men's Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Year. As a freshman, he was one of the 21 Kyle Macy National Freshman of the Year Award finalists and named to the CUSA All-Freshman Team. Transferred to Drake in 2018, averaged 14 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds before an injury ended his collegiate career. So good numbers there as a player as well to, you know, to go along with his fast track. He's been on here on the coaching rise, promoted every year he's been at Drake there, it looks like. And then now, of course, coming with Coach DeVries, following him to West Virginia, scored a career-high points, 31 points against San Diego, and recorded a second triple-double in Drake history against North Dakota State. NBC Newcomer of the Week three times and Player of the Week once. Spent some time in the G League before coaching as well. His father, Randy, is the head women's basketball coach at UAB. Nick and his wife, Caroline, have one son, Campton. So welcome them to the Mountaineer family here Now, glad to see that here. And there's the official press release from the university there. Nick Norton becoming the first member of Darren DeVries' staff that has been officially announced. And we can pull up the staff now as they continue to build it here on the university's official page. We can see that. Of course, Coach DeVries. And then, of course, now Nick Norton on there as well. So that's what we have so far as for next season's men basketball coaching staff. And I'm sure more news is going to continue to come out on this as more names are added to the staff. Try and report on them again here on the CRW. But that was, of course, one of the main things wanted to get out of the way here, kind of the impetus for doing this right now at the time that we're doing it was the assistant coach news break. And so welcome Nick Norton to this coaching staff as an assistant coach and director of player development. And then some other things that have came out, you know, just since the last time we had a chance to talk, for sure wanted to cover some of those. And I mentioned one of them at the top there, and that is, of course, the transfer news. I know a lot of you guys probably saw this, but I haven't had a chance to really talk about it yet on the channel. I'm trying to, you know, keep up with these transfers as much as possible, you know, throughout the West Virginia offseason. So let's see here, pull up the article if I have it here, and then I'll pull up the transfer portal tracker I'll be using this offseason here on the CRW. But Kerr Creasa, of course, leaving West Virginia. And I think, of course, the rumor's been West Virginia kind of told him it was better, you know, if he sought other opportunities, you know, for lack of a better purpose, you know, lack of a better term there, excuse me. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And some people have been upset about that, but this literally happens all the time, guys. It's been happening for, you know, 2-3 years now since, you know, NIL transfer portal really started being a thing. It's happened, you know, on the football side. It's going to happen again on the basketball side and on the football side. Football's over the scholarship limit by, I think, 2 or 3 still yet with some of the players that have left. So, you know, it may happen again there. You know, this isn't uncommon. I think it's more uncommon for it to be so outwardly known. I don't know how that happened, but it certainly has kind of became outwardly known. But nonetheless, I don't think there's any ill will on either party between WVU or Kerr Creasa. So I don't think the fans should feel that way either, you know. So nonetheless, though, Kerr Creasa thanked West Virginia and wished Coach DeVries the best. So, you know, that goes to prove, you know, my previous statement there. This from Ethan Bach over on WVSN after he announced, you know, entering the transfer portal. I'll read the statement here. There you see the graphic. Of course, you can check that out on social media. But the statement reads, "Thank you to the people of Morgantown for making this past season special. Although it was a difficult season, I've grown more as a player and man than I have in any other year. Thank you to the WVU staff for believing in me and helping me to grow my game. To my teammates who banded together as we attempted to navigate this wild season, I thank you for this year. We are brothers for life. The WVU fan base deserves more than we could give them, and I always love the wonderful people of West Virginia. I wish Coach DeVries and the Mountaineers all the best going forward. With that said, I've entered the transfer portal and look forward to the season ahead." So, you know, hopefully he finds, you know, a good landing spot there for Kerr Creasa. Hopefully West Virginia finds a good, you know, point guard there to replace him. I think that they certainly will. But with that, let's pull up the transfer portal tracker here on the CRW. Add Kerr Creasa's name to the transfer out list where he joins, you know, Seth Wilson there, who was previously already, you know, transferred out. And we announced that, talked about that on a previous live stream, I do believe. So that's kind of where we are. 2 transfers out officially. There may be more. There may not be. We'll see what happens. I think West Virginia at this point has, you know, 5 roster spots to fill, if I'm not mistaken, after, of course, Tucker DeVries being the transfer in. We talked about that since our last stream. That's been officially announced by the university. Let me pull that up now as well. I think I have that up here also, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, let me pull that article up from the university. But and then we'll talk about the other transfers that West Virginia is targeting, and some of those have set visit dates as well. So definitely, you know, it looks like there's more transfers out than transfers in currently, but West Virginia is working hard in the portal with Coach DeVries and Coach Norton now as well. But of course, Tucker DeVries' signing was made official back on April 1st. Darren DeVries signs first recruit at West Virginia. This was announced, like I said, back then. And, you know, just some of the accolades of Tucker DeVries I'll run through here just on this, you know, briefly. But, you know, I've kind of talked about him a lot since it was rumored that he was coming, then since it was made official that he was coming before, you know, the university put out the press release. Talked a lot about him being in the portal, you know, for the 24 hours or however long it was we got to see him be in the portal before he announced his commitment officially. You know, he was rated top 5 in the nation by most services, number 1 in the nation by, I think, at least 3 different recruiting services. So you're talking about one of the most highly regarded players in college basketball for this upcoming season, especially, you know, out of the ones that were in the transfer portal. So West Virginia, lucky to have him and have him as a piece to build around. DeVries, the son of Darian and Ashley DeVries, played the last 3 seasons for his father at Drake. He was a Missouri Valley MVC player, conference player of the year, MVC tournament, most outstanding player for the second straight year, and is the only NCAA Division I men basketball player to average at least 20 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1.5 steals per game. DeVries ranks 9th in the NCAA D1 in scoring, nearly 22 points per game, and is one of 5 players with 1,800 points since the 2021 season. He was recently named an Associated Press All-American Honorable Mention selection and was placed on the NABC All-District team. So this is a guy that's coming in, going to be, you know, tremendous scorer in multiple ways and just a great player all around, you see, on the defensive end also. And so Coach DeVries' comments here, obviously we're excited to have Tucker join our program. He has a tremendous skill set and his experience will be invaluable to us. We are grateful that he's chosen to play for us for his senior season. During his 3 seasons at Drake, they were 80-26, 2 NCAA tournament appearances, 2 conference titles. And I believe, you know, over his years there, he was, you know, freshman of the year, his first year, and then back-to-back conference player of the years there as well. Great length, 6'7", you know, 210-plus pounds. And it's a guy that some people thought could even enter the NFL draft if he didn't hit the transfer portal. So certainly, you know, a player with a lot of potential and has had that, you know. Don't think that he was just at Drake just, you know, because he couldn't go anywhere else. He probably could have gone anywhere. Was a very highly regarded recruit, you see here, prior to Drake, Mr. Basketball in the state of Iowa after guiding Waukee High to the Iowa State Championship. Gatorade Iowa Boys Basketball Player of the Year. 3 seasons there, over 1,000-point score, over 400 rebounds, nearly 300 assists, and over 100 steals as well. Set the school single-season scoring record of 554 points in his junior season. So, you know, continued success throughout his career, high school, collegiately, and I think that'll continue despite the fact he's moving up now to the Big 12. I really am excited about Tucker DeVries, so we'll talk more about some of the players that'll be joining him here in a second. Drumwolf62, appreciate you, man. Let's go Mountaineers indeed, always. Says he hopes WVU gets some top talent for next year's team. That's a perfect transition, my friend, into what I wanted to cover next, because that's transfer targets. We talked about some of them already in the past. There's been some more that West Virginia has targeted since then. So let's talk about some of these guys. Which ones have I not talked about here since our last update? I believe this would be one. Hofstra transfer guard Jaquan Carlos, contacted by West Virginia from Ethan Bach just a day ago. Carlos has also heard from DePaul, Iowa, Oklahoma State, Providence, San Diego State, and Washington. Guard averaged 10.5 points, 4 rebounds, and nearly 7 assists in 33 games, 41% from the field, 34% from the three-point line, and 89% from the free throw line. He has been on the All-CAA defensive team the past 2 seasons, averaging 1.6 steals this year, 1 year of eligibility remaining. So I would love to get that just for defensive purposes. We also know West Virginia, you know, needs a point guard. So there's one West Virginia has targeted there, Jaquan Carlos. West Virginia has also targeted, pulled this one up as well. I've got a couple here. And then I've got, you know, kind of a summary, a good summary here of a list from a Blue Gold News reporter on Twitter that kind of talks about most of these. And also we'll talk a little bit about some of the visit dates. I know we talked about Connor Enright visiting, the UIC player, Toby O'Connor, I believe his name, also visiting. I think they're actually going to have the same visit date now. But West Virginia has also, you know, contacted some of these other guys. So I want to talk about some of those. One of those here. SLU transfer Gibson Jimerson. Excuse me, take a swig of my water here, guys. But coming from St. Louis, Gibson Jimerson, a 6'5" guard, entered the portal on March 21st and has immediately heard from a ton of programs. So this is a guy that's highly sought after. Look at this list: Clemson, Colorado, Georgetown, Indiana, Kansas, Maryland, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Providence, Texas A&M, Virginia, Virginia Tech. I mean, I'm not going to UCLA. You know, there's even more names in there. I was just picking out some. Averaged nearly 16 points per game and 3 rebounds, 2 assists through 33 games for St. Louis, 40% from the field, 36% from 3, and 86% from the free throw line would be another big get. 1 year of eligibility remaining for him also. So that's another one West Virginia is after there in Gibson Jimerson. And then most recently, I think that this one just came out, I want to say earlier today, or maybe it was late yesterday, the first time I've heard this. But let's see here. Yeah, this it literally published 46 minutes ago from Ethan Bach over on WVSN, guys. Great coverage over there at WV Sports Now. West Virginia contacts familiar recruit in the transfer portal. Jamie Kaiser Jr. is in the transfer portal and has heard from West Virginia. He was originally recruited by Bob Huggins' staff coming out of high school a couple years ago. Since hearing the portal, he's heard from Boston College, Butler, Davidson, DePaul, George Washington, Marshall, Mississippi State, Oregon State, Richmond, Vandy, VT. So he's a guy with multiple years of eligibility left. During his freshman season, he played in 33 games, averaged 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 steal, nearly 19 minutes, 6'6", so good size. You know, not the best shooting percentage, but obviously someone that's still developing, you know, only being a freshman, he's a guy that you would have, you know, for multiple years to develop throughout your program. So that's good to have. You know, this list down here, some of these guys I've already talked about previously. You know, we talked about Seth Wilson transferring, Kirk Risa transferring. And then, of course, I mentioned Connor Enright and Toby O'Connor. More on both of those guys in a moment. We talked about them in our last stream. Those are guys we've seen previously contacted in the portal. Those are guys that are going to be visiting. We'll talk about their visit, what date's coming up for that here momentarily. But before we get that, one more player West Virginia has now officially contacted. I think a lot of us kind of assumed this one was coming when we saw him hit the portal. But we knew that, you know, I guess it hadn't really been officially confirmed yet. And that is Atten Wright, the Drake guard, another one of Drake players that West Virginia is trying to target. We've got Tucker DeVries, you know, talked about Connor Enright, and we're going to talk about his visit momentarily. But Atten Wright would be a big pickup for West Virginia to get as well. He was a good scoring guard for Drake there. He's had a lot of programs reach out to him. You see all, you know, high-level programs here pretty much, Arkansas, Cal, Florida, Mississippi State, Nevada, Ole Miss, Stanford, UCF, USC, Virginia, VT, and, of course, WVU. 6'1" guard. This will be his final season of eligibility, his fifth year. He averaged 14 points, 2.3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal in 35 games. Second leading scorer on that Drake ball club behind Tucker DeVries. So it would be big to get both their leading scorers, you know, Tucker and Atten Wright. That would help us a lot as we're trying to build our roster with some of the players that we've lost. And, you know, who knows who else may stay or go moving forward. But he shot 46% from the field, 41% from three, scored 20 or more points 9 times this season, including a 20-point performance in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, plays good on the big stage. West Virginia has contacted Atten Wright. And as I said, kind of a good summary of this right here I found from Jeff Cobb, who works for the Blue Gold News. He's been, you know, kind of covering this well on social media. And if you go on his X account here, which I'll share at Jeffrey_Cobb, but he's got a good list of the transfer contacts. And these are the ones, you know, some of these up to, I think, Connor Hickman, we covered on previous streams. And of course, Atten Wright, Kevin Overton. I mean, KJ Overton, I've talked about in the past. Atten Wright, we just covered Gibson Jimerson. Talked about Ballou from Iowa State in the past. I don't think I talked about Malik Dia from Belmont or Connor Hickman from Bradley, but you see a long list there of players that West Virginia has contacted, and it doesn't even include some of those that are more recent, the Maryland one we just talked about as well. But Connor Wright, Toby O'Connor, Jordan Sears, Connor Hickman, Atten Wright, KJ Overton, Gibson Jimerson, Omaha Ballou, Malik Dia, and then, of course, Hofstra point guard Jaquan Carlos, and we just talked about the Maryland player as well. But you see Connor Enright on a most recent update changed his visit date to the same weekend as Toby O'Connor. So that's one of the main reasons I wanted to share this, which means that both these top two players here, Connor Enright and Toby O'Connor, are going to be visiting WVU, which is a great sign. Hopefully that means, you know, fingers crossed, we'll know here in 7 to 10 days, because both of them are going to be visiting April 12th to April 14th, as Connor Enright has now changed his visit date per Jeffrey Cobb here on social media. So both those guys visiting that weekend, and hopefully we don't let them get off campus without a commitment to the Mountaineers. You know, fingers crossed, that would be two good pickups, I think, for West Virginia to add to the roster. So both those guys visiting here, you know, about a week away now, April 12th through April 14th, Connor Enright from Drake and Toby O'Connor from University of Illinois, Chicago, going to be on campus visiting the Mountaineers. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about there as far as transfer targets are concerned. I see you in here, Tim. What's going on, man? He says, hello, Jordan. I've got 100% faith in our new coach. Let's go, Mountaineers. Absolutely. Absolutely. As do I, Tim. As do I. I got, you know, I think Ren Baker's, you know, been hitting home runs with a lot of his hires throughout his, you know, tenure as an athletic director. And hopefully this proves to follow right in the footsteps of those previous ones. You know, Mark Kellogg proved to be a great hire on the women's side. I think the profile of Darren DeVries here on the men's side is similar. And, you know, bringing Nick Norton over, that's great for the familiarity, the continuity purposes, having, you know, experience with him already at Drake. Who knows if he's going to be bringing more members of that Drake staff over. It's definitely a possibility. Like I said, as that staff shapes up, we'll report on it more here on the CRW for sure. But as Tim says here, things are definitely looking up in Morgantown. Appreciate everybody here in the chat. I see you guys, you know, talking about the storm there a little bit. Hopefully, you know, anybody that's affected by that, hopefully you're able to recover. Hopefully it didn't hit anybody too hard. You know, it's one of the times I can actually be thankful for living, you know, down in the southern part of West Virginia, down here in Mercer County, Princeton, Bluefield area. It wasn't hit too hard. You know, it stormed a lot. I think it was about 4 a.m. I woke up about 5 or so, and it had been storming pretty heavy then. There was pretty bad wind, but nothing like, you know, got hit up north, further north, you know, Dunbar, Charleston, and, you know, it seemed like the further north you go, got even worse. So, you know, prayers out to everybody affected by that, both in West Virginia and, of course, the surrounding states that got hit hard, you know, Kentucky and everywhere else as well, for sure. Definitely wanted to throw that out there and hope everybody's doing okay after those storms. But having said that, just a couple little tidbits of basketball news I wanted to close out here on this stream, kind of a impromptu stream with the, you know, assistant coach news. Wanted to talk a little bit about that and some basketball roster updates, transfer portal target updates. So hope you guys have enjoyed this short stream. If you had the chance to, you know, tune into it live here, you know, if you did, hit the thumbs up button, or if you're watching a playback and you did as well, hit the thumbs up button. It helps either way with that YouTube algorithm. If you're a WVU basketball or football fan, be sure to subscribe here to the Country Roads webcast. Going to be covering both of those, of course, now that spring football is ongoing as well. I'm going to have the spring stream too. We're going to have, you know, one live stream per week talking about, you know, the previous, you know, week of spring practice and, you know, whatever else you guys want to talk about in the chat, kind of a Q&A. Let you guys run the conversation there. That'll probably be either tomorrow or Friday. Find out exactly when that is by following us on social media at WVU Country Roads on X/Twitter. And then, of course, just Country Roads webcast on Facebook and Instagram. But having said that, let me go ahead and hit here on these last couple of topics that were announced since the last time I had a chance to chat with you guys. And one of those being the first game of the Darren DeVries era, officially announced, the season opener set for men's basketball, the 2024-2025 season. The West Virginia University men's basketball team will face Robert Morris in Coach Darren DeVries' first official game as Mountaineer coach in the season opener, which will take place Monday, November 4th at the Coliseum. West Virginia and Robert Morris meeting for the 22nd time. West Virginia leads the series 19-2. First time playing since 2010, though. No broadcast information as far as game time or what channel or anything like that yet. That'll, of course, be provided at a later date. But, of course, you know, deposits for new season tickets can be placed. You want to be a part of the Darren DeVries era. And, you know, the first game there coming November 4th for sure. So, good news there. And then lastly, I guess WVU adjacent news, Jesse Edwards, you know, played his final season out here with the Mountaineers and wish we could have been more successful, you know, because I think that he was a very talented player. But nonetheless, he was recognized to play in the NABC Reese's Division I All-Star game. So that's pretty cool to see him pop up on there. It's going to actually be played this Friday at 3:30 p.m., broadcast live on the CBS Sports Network. Oakland's Greg Campy, the coach of Oakland, and Steve Lavin, the coach of San Diego, will serve as the coaches. And you see here, Jesse Edwards is going to be on, I guess, the Division One West All-Star team here. So good to see him, you know, popping up on that. That's good for him. Coached by Steve Lavin. So if you want to watch Jesse Edwards play one more time before, you know, trying his hand professionally, you can watch him play in the All-Star game there Friday, April 5th. 3:30, which is 6:30 Eastern time for us, it does note here, CBS Sports Network. So 6:30, April 5th, if you want to watch Jesse Edwards play in that All-Star game. But that's pretty much all I've got, guys. I think I wanted to just cover the assistant coach hire. Welcome Nick Norton to Morgantown to join Darren DeVries' staff and talk about the transfer portal news. Like I said, as more members join this staff and as more, you know, transfers either officially commit to the Mountaineers or WVU targets more, you know, we'll cover them in future streams, whether it be, you know, spring stream 2 coming up here in a couple of days, covering the WVU football and maybe a little bit of WVU basketball news if anything pops up. But as, you know, more news compiles or if anything breaking happens, like a staff member joining like today or, you know, a player committing to the Mountaineers, may do another emergency live stream or pre-recorded video on the channel. So just stay tuned here to the CRW for sure. Catch up here with you guys in the chat one final time and then wrap things up. Appreciate you guys, though, tuning into this one. Jesse Branham says back to the big dance this year. I'm doing the dance already. Can't wait. Hey, I think it's a great chance. I think that they're really going to do a good job building this roster. And hopefully, you know, we can do as Drumwolf 62 says here and bring some of these Drake players over. I think that would be a good thing. Shaggy of WVU says storm was pretty bad here in Cabell County as well. Yeah, man, I heard that. I hate to hear it. Hopefully you're doing all right there. Hopefully you stay safe there, Shaggy of WV, and you and your family and everyone. Prayers to everybody out there that was affected by that, indeed, for sure. Tim Green says, I really love all the excitement around the new hire for West Virginia. Everybody I've talked to is very positive. We're definitely going to get back to a competitive Big 12 team. Indeed. Couldn't agree more with that statement. Perfect wrap up here for this stream there, Tim, to end with that sentiment, because I think that's someone or one that all of West Virginia fan base right now is kind of feeling, and it's good to hear, you know, some excitement around the program, both on both sides. It's the first time in a while that I think people are both happy with where basketball's, you know, looking to project to and where football is hopefully headed as well with what I could be, you know, what I believe can be a very special, you know, 2024 season. So excited to talk more about that here in a couple of days with our football live stream. Stay tuned for more news on that by following us on social media. Like I said, if you enjoyed this live stream, hit the thumbs up button before you head out. If you watched it live, if you're watching on a playback, you can help us out with that YouTube algorithm still by hitting that thumbs up button. If you didn't get a chance to tune in live and share your thoughts, drop them in the comments on the hiring of Nick Norton as WVU's assistant coach or any of these transfer target players you would love to see West Virginia pick up. Who's your favorite there on that list that you think should be, you know, the primary target, I guess you could call it. Would love to hear any of your thoughts on any of these WVU basketball topics, even if you didn't get a chance to tune into this live. But if you did watch live, appreciate you tuning in and chiming in. I look forward to talking with you guys here again in the near future, maybe talking to WVU football, and who knows, maybe we'll have some more WVU basketball news pop up there in the meantime and in between time as well. Either way, super excited for both upcoming seasons of Mountaineer sports, WVU football and WVU basketball. It should be a fun 2024 to be a Mountaineer fan. Having said that, as always, I'm Jordan Cruz, and until next time, let's go Mountaineers. If you really want to know, then come on, let's go. Take a stroll down those...